Pope Francis has confirmed that next year will be a holy year. More than 30 million pilgrims are expected to visit the Vatican over the year for special masses and exhibitions. The Pope called on rich nations to cancel the debts of the poor to mark the occasion. BBC News.
BBC Radio 4. And now we go live to St Martin in the Fields in London for a celebration for Ascension Day. The preacher is the vicar of St Martin's, the Reverend Dr Sam Wells, and the service is led by the Reverend Lucy Winkett. The service marks 100 years of religious broadcasting and will include a mix of choral and gospel music. The service opens with the hymn, Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven.
Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Good evening and a warm welcome to St Martin in the Fields for this special service on the Feast of the Ascension. This Ascension Day, we also mark the 100th anniversary of religious broadcasting and welcome listeners from around the world who join us in worship tonight. We'll hear from some of the best known and also some of the newest voices on radio who lead us throughout the year in music and prayer. Pam Rhodes is here, together with Karen Gibson, Leslie Griffiths and Swazi Makali. And Volney Morgan and New Yi join St Martin's Voices, former BBC Young Chorister of the Year, Laura Wright, and this year's winners, Natalie and Belinda, to raise the roof here in central London. As we've done for 100 years now on the BBC, let us pray. God of time and eternity, your risen and ascended Christ calls us into the mystery of your love. As the disciples of Galilee gazed into the sky, searching for sight of their ascended Lord, give us the eyes of faith that we might seek and find your unseen presence in the world today. Amen. Amen.
Glorious and generous God, we give you thanks for the astonishing gift of life itself, for all that we see, hear, smell, touch, and taste in the natural world, and for the wonders of heaven and earth that are hidden from our eyes and lodged in our hearts. We thank you for the gift of technology that's enabled us to pray together across time and space. For the pioneers who've gone before us, technicians, producers, writers, and musicians, who've given us prayers and songs to pray in our homes wherever we are. Inspired by broadcasting good and perilous times, call us into the unknown future with courage, knowing that your path is better than light and safer than a known way. Amen.
We'll hear some voices of those pioneers mentioned in our prayers now. From the very first service from St. Martin's, which was referenced in the service on Ascension Day in 1943.
As the BBC is today keeping its 21st birthday, we thought it would be fitting to broadcast our evening service from St. Martin in the Fields. It was from St. Martin's that there came the first services ever to be broadcast from a church in this country. That was in 1924, when the Reverend Dick Shepherd was vicar.
On the second Sunday in each month, to be allowed to say prayer, to sing hymn, and to talk religion in the presence of any of you who are willing to listen. We count it a great happiness as well as a grave responsibility. It comes to us here not because we are more capable than other churches, but because St. Martin in the Fields, from its position at the very heart of the empire, is of necessity known, at least by name, to countless people. Tonight we begin then the happy, if difficult, task of attempting to make contact with a great multitude of unseen people, which no man can number.
Listeners describe that first broadcast as spellbinding, thrilling, and an intellectual treat. But some saw it as a travesty on Christian worship, and harmful to true religion. The vicar of St. Stephen's Norbury protested, "It is you, a clergyman, who has set on foot a practice of having a kind of entertainment, for it can be called nothing else, during the time of evening service." There was also concern that people might listen in pubs and could be found to have been wearing hats. As far back as 1895, churches were pioneering use of the electrophone, a kind of cable radio service that relayed from London theatres and music halls. Electrophones had to be disguised as tables, lights, and even Bibles so as not to cause upset. By 1951, one-third of the adult population of the United Kingdom were listening to the broadcasts. And programmes continue to bring both comfort and joy today.
You are amazing, God.
You are amazing, God.
Perfect in all your ways.
Perfect in all your ways.
You are amazing, God.
You are amazing, God.
And all your
praise, and I will praise you, God, for the rest of
The Old Testament lesson, the first few verses of Psalm 19. The heavens are telling the glory of God, and the firmament proclaims his handiwork. Day to day pours forth speech, and night to night declares knowledge. There is no speech, nor are there words. Their voice is not heard. Yet their voice goes out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Hello from me, Pam Rhodes, and I think those words, let all the world in every corner sing, are the beating heart of Songs of Praise, the flagship of BBC Television's religious broadcasting for 63 years. And because I've been on the presenting team for 37 of those years, I know that Songs of Praise is so much more than just television. Yes, it's entertaining, informative, it shares insights of the places that we visit. And then there's the music, from the choral tradition in glorious cathedrals to worship bands and gospel choirs in churches of all denominations, and the sense of fellowship viewers feel as they join in and sing. Our viewers don't just watch songs of praise. They connect with what they hear and see and feel, ultimately in a divine way, but to start with, through the human experience that we all share. Pain, fear, joy, grief, hope, love. And because those hymns, whether written by a psalmist 3,000 years ago or by a modern hymn writer today, are born from that human experience, when we sing their words that reassure us of God's timeless love and guidance, we feel connected to God in a very personal way. But our viewers tell us that what they remember most are the people who speak between those hymns, ordinary people who are extraordinary, as each and every one of us is. They often share deeply painful memories, times of struggle, even doubt about whether God is there at all. They speak about the difficulties they've been through and then their gradual understanding of the power of prayer and the reality of God's presence throughout it all. And it's the honesty of their human reaction that reaches out to touch the hearts and souls of those who are watching. Does it matter if those viewers are Christians or of another faith or of no faith at all? If what they hear helps them to cope with challenges in their own lives and gives them a sense of God? Religious broadcasting sows seeds. We never know where they'll fall or if they'll flourish. We just know that we have to be more than television or radio channels. Our role is to be a channel of God's love.
O love that wilt not let me go. Words written by the Scottish preacher George Matheson on the evening of a family wedding. Just a few years earlier, his own wedding had been cancelled as his fiancée couldn't go through with marriage to a man who was losing his sight. He never married, But as he wrote, perhaps he traced a rainbow through the rain, if only in his mind, as he held firm to the love of his God in isolating and heartbreaking times. Religious broadcasting is special because for many, we hear the prayers and join in the hymns on our own. And when we do, we're connected to our memories, to all we have lost and loved. And we remember that even on lonely evenings, the love of God simply will not let us go. Let us pray. Christ Jesus, you passed back into the heavens where the disciples could no longer hear your voice. When we feel you are hiding from us, unseen or far away, assure us of your love. And when we are not reassured, remind us that you cried on the cross that you'd been forsaken. Give us at these times strength to remain in your spirit as you were, undefended yet undefeated in all the trials we face. Amen. Amen.
I stay awake on Saturday mornings to host the breakfast show from 7 to 10 a.m. and this is my story. I came to faith in Jesus Christ when I was 14 years old after the most shocking thing happened to me. I got caught shoplifting and it was shocking because I was good at it. I was really, really good at it. Before I'd even made my way to the front of the shopkeeper stopped me in my tracks, made every customer leave, told everyone I was taking money out of his mouth, and stood on the phone to the police. Time stood still. still, and I was scared. I was really scared. There was no way I was going home in a police car to my mum, of all mums, a Caribbean mum, okay? A Caribbean mum. So I did the thing only I could do. I prayed to a God that I didn't know. I didn't come from a Christian background, and I said, Lord, if you're real, get me out of this shoplifting experience. I'll never shoplift again, and I'll follow you for the rest of my days. And I said, amen. And as soon as I said amen, the shopkeeper opened the doors, and he said, go. And I was like, maybe he heard me. Great. Yes, yes, yes. So I went. And there was no consequences. I was let off, completely set free. Grace, 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 grace. That was a Tuesday night. And by Friday night, I was invited to a local youth group. Shouts goes out to Blueprint Youth, the City Gates Church in Ilford. And it was that night that I heard the good news of Jesus Christ, that he died on a cross and he rose 3 days later. And if I put my hope and my trust and my faith in him, I've got eternal life and all my baggage is gone. I turned away from my old life and I started to follow him, and I found life and life abundant. I've been so privileged to hear so many amazing stories of faith, whether it's bringing in musicians together for an incredible program called God and Hip Hop for BBC World Service, Heart and Soul, you never thought you'd get that one, or sharing so many of my testimonies of God's crazy faithfulness as part of daily service. The responses from audiences have been amazing, no more so than after the contemporary Sunday worship on Radio 4 I did with the rapper Daya and also DJ Rachel Anson in our One Extra studio. People said they loved it. They loved us hearing, talking about our faith so boldly, hearing us speak openly about the challenges and inspirations as we chopped it all up, talking about Jesus's beatitudes. So ladies and gents, be encouraged. Religious broadcasting has got legs to run this race, because there's been a great cloud of witnesses who have gone before us. So whether it's 80-year-old Sue in Walthamstow or 18-year-old Rhys all in Wales, people of all ages, of all backgrounds, they lock into religious broadcasting because there is life, and there is life abundant. Amen.
To show. A reading from the book of Acts. When they had come together, they asked him, Lord, is this the time when you will restore the kingdom to Israel? He replied, it is not for you to know the times or periods that the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth. When he had said this, as they were watching, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. While he was going and they were gazing up towards heaven, suddenly two men in white robes stood beside them. They said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up toward heaven? This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Ascension Day is the other half of Christmas. At Christmas, Christ comes down. At Ascension, Christ goes up. Christmas centres humankind because it shows us that this earth is the focus of God's attention. But Ascension decenters humankind by showing us that the dwelling place of God, the place we will abide with Christ forever, is ultimately not here. I want to tell you about a man whose story illustrates what ascension is all about. His name was Dick Butson. In July 1947, during a research exploration in the Antarctic, an Englishman and an American were left high on a plateau while their party returned to base for supplies. Bad weather set in, their tent was damaged, and they decided to follow their colleagues back to the base on foot. But suddenly, with a terrible scream, the American named Peterson fell 100 feet into a crevasse. His companion marked the spot before trudging 6 miles in the dark back to the base to fetch help. At 4 a.m., the rescue team found the spot on the glacier where Peterson had fallen. Dick Butson, the 24-year-old medical officer, stepped forward to be lowered into the crevasse. It was so narrow he couldn't slide down without removing some of his clothes. He found Peterson upside down with his pelvis and legs tightly wedged and his rucksack nearly throttling him. But the American was conscious, albeit exhausted, and in shock. Dick worked upside down to free Peterson's legs and several times got stuck. Then suddenly there was a fearsome sound of cracking and the ice began to move, narrowing the crevasse by 1/2 inch on either side, making the space even more confined. Undeterred, Dick spent the next hour working to free Peterson. This is how he described it. I pulled his shoulders around so that freed his chest a little. I was then able to get 2 slings under his thighs. While doing all this, there were loud cracks and booming noises from the glacier's movement, and I felt the pressure on myself of the huge weight of ice. Those above couldn't hear me well, so when I asked them to pull a little, I couldn't stop them when Peterson screamed. He suddenly shot up from the wedged position like a cork out of a champagne bottle. When nearly at the top, it looked like he was falling out of the slings and was going to land back on me. He was, however, pulled out by those at the top. Finally, the rope descended a second time to haul up Dick, who gave Peterson further medical attention. Within a few weeks, Peterson fully recovered. No surprise, Dick won the George Cross for his courage, skill, and selflessness. He emigrated to Canada 5 years later and died in 2015, aged 92. See how Dick represents Jesus, while Peterson represents humankind. Dick's story is of one who came down at perilous cost to himself out of selfless love for Peterson, and who came back up having faced indescribable terrors, bringing Peterson with him. It's the story of Christmas and Ascension Day, but in contemporary form. What wondrous love is this, O my soul, the love that will not let us go. But there's a whole other feature of this adventure, because this is a story that demands to be told. And if you had the technology to tell a million people at one go, like I have tonight, I imagine you'd seize that opportunity. But first, I want to tell you about the other theological companion of Ascension Day. Ascension is the other half of Christmas, but Ascension then becomes part of a new story that stretches to Pentecost. Ascension is when Jesus goes away. Pentecost is when the Holy Spirit comes to be with us. It's Christmas come full circle. At Ascension, Jesus promises, I will be with you always. At Pentecost, that promise begins to be fulfilled as the Spirit comes, and it's through the Spirit that Christ is with us always. I want to describe something to you you can't see, yet it connects people many miles apart. It brings joy, offers comfort, adds perspective, challenges, enlightens, and warms the heart. It inspires, moves, convicts, stirs reflection, triggers action, evokes surprise. I could be talking about one of two things. One is the Holy Spirit, which does all these things, leading us into all truth, bringing us face to face with the risen Christ, in friend and stranger, moving our souls and making our hearts sing. But I could equally well be talking about radio. You can't see it, yet it informs, educates, and entertains. It brings news, injects humor, rouses with music, rattles with debate, and for 100 years, as we celebrate tonight, enables us to worship from 10 or 10,000 miles away. In COVID, a lot of us became accustomed to live-streamed worship. It was new. It took some adjusting to. It had some advantages, although preachers had to get used to getting marks out of 10 in the comments section. But we already had an experience of virtual worship. We've had radio worship for 100 years. And what's special about radio is precisely that you can't see. You can't see, but that means instead you imagine. And what we've discovered for 100 years is that the power of human imagination is stimulated by radio in fabulous, dynamic, and satisfying ways. Just as the first disciples thought they couldn't live without the presence of Jesus, yet found their hearts deeply warmed by the Holy Spirit, so for 100 years, Christians who've missed being physically in a place of worship have had their imagination set on fire by the words and silence and music of broadcasting. We've never met Dick Butson, but hearing his story, we feel we have. We weren't around in Jerusalem in the first century, but through the Holy Spirit, we can meet Jesus today. Most people worshipping tonight aren't here in this building, but they're worshipping all the more with their hearts and souls. The psalm tells us their voice has gone out throughout the world. Who knew it was talking about broadcasting? Radio ignites, inflames, and engulfs the imagination. Through radio, we discover the imagination as a dynamic force in our lives. At Ascension, Jesus said, "Go into all the world." At Pentecost, in the power of the Holy Spirit, that's just what the apostles did. And through the medium of broadcasting, that's what we've now done together for 100 years. What radio's taught us is that our imagination can travel faster, more expansively, and more dynamically than our physical bodies ever can. Thanks be to God.
Thank you. Holy God, you have promised to hear us when we pray in faith. On this Ascension Day, hear our words. Hear also our silences. Hear the prayers we cannot or dare not voice as we pray for your world, your church, and all in need. Lord, in your mercy,
for the generations of broadcasters who have taught us to pray on air, for the seeds sown over these 100 years, for inspirations, comforts, challenges, and insights, let us thank God. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For all whose worship must be in secret, for places where media and broadcasting is controlled and manipulated. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For all who suffer today as a result of war, climate change, or greed, let us pray to God for the people of Sudan, Gaza, the West Bank, Israel, Ukraine, and all people in countries whose lives are harmed by violence, aggression, and terrorism. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For all who are going through isolation, distress, grief, or illness, let us pray to God. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For all whose lives on earth have ended, who live in eternity, let us pray to God. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Amen.
Let us pray in the words that Jesus gave us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
This day will you strengthen us, this day will you bless us, this day will you lift us, visit us for good, this day.
risen from the dead, ascended to the heavens, pour upon you the abundance of his gifts, and bring you to eternal life in glory. And the blessing of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you now and forever.
Amen.
Let us go in the peace of Christ. Alleluia, alleluia.
Thanks be to God.
Happy day, bringing a celebration for Ascension Day to a close. The service came live from St Martin in the Fields in London's Trafalgar Square. It was led by the Reverend Lucy Winkett, and the preacher was the vicar, the Reverend Dr Sam Wells. St Martin's voices were directed by Andrew Eyris and Volney Morgan, and New Ye were directed by Volney Morgan. The producer was Miriam Williamson.